All right, welcome back to Sheep Farms, another podcast. We're joined today for a nice chat on a Tuesday evening. It's about half seven at night. It's not raining, actually. I'm looking outside there. Not raining for once, a bit grey. Somebody's been out with some fancy drones or planes again. Because summer hasn't arrived as yet. It's just been pissing down, living in a puddle.
No, we're warmest May on record for, you forget.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Did BBC tell you that?
Yeah. Must be true, right?
It must be true. Well, joining me as usual is our Chris.
Good evening.
Yeah. He brought a bottle of witch piss with you tonight, Chris.
I've got a bottle of Malbec lined up there, yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
That'll be battered by end at night. What he does is he opens it and just puts a straw in it. Just smooths it down that way. Yeah. Well, joining us tonight is Nathan Lucius. Have I said your name right there?
That's right. Yeah, it's absolutely right on. Yeah.
We were introduced via Mark Devlin, weren't we?
We were. Yeah. A couple of times, yeah. Failed time last year when things went a bit tits up.
Yeah.
And then again. So, yeah, it's been good.
Yeah.
And, how did you get to know Mark, Nathan?
Oh, I'm his sponsored stalker. I just kind of linger about him until he has no choice but to acknowledge me. And well, actually, I got to know him through lockdown, basically, because obviously he's so I'd been listening.
Remind
to
me again, years. Nathan. What were lockdown?
So, what's that?
What were lockdown? What were lockdown? What were lockdown? What were lockdown? I've just been in hypnosis for about 4 years.
Yeah, well, it's the mantra that we're all bloody sick of, isn't it? Yeah.
Anyway,
plus,
sorry.
Plus a few other things linked to that. So, it was just through that. But the lass I live with, let's say, was sick of me prattling on about all this conspiracy stuff and all this. You know, you're bombarded by everything, aren't you? Whether it's spirituality or conspiracy or just wacky alien stuff. You know, you kind of delve into all of it, and it takes you a while to plow through it. But anyway, she was sick of me prattling on about that all the time. And then they did the whole lockdown thing, and Mark Devlin's car rant came along. And for some reason, that and a couple of other things, it got her attention. I thought, oh wow, holy shit, this stuff works, right? So it was actually his car rant. So I thought, right, he's got it to pay attention. I'm getting in touch with him right now because that rant was fantastic. He did one before that, actually. He did about an hour and a half video just completely exposing as much as he could in that hour, and I thought she needs to listen to that as well. And it got her to, and I hate to use the phrase wake up because I don't agree with it, I don't think it's accurate, but it, for all intents and purposes, it got her attention. And so I got in touch with him and I said, mate, you know, hand me your bank details, I want to donate to you, that kind of thing. And we just got talking from there, and the next thing, I'm his sponsored stalker. There you go.
It's funny, isn't it, that sometimes you can prat on about something forever, but if someone hears it from someone else, it's totally different reaction, isn't it? They need to hear it from...
I mean, to be fair to her, she did... It was one of those things where it was either David Icon in the background or Richie Allen or somebody like that. And I'd say, for God's sakes, can you just sit down for 10 minutes and pay it? You know, just so you know that I'm not nuts, take it from somebody else, see what you think of it. So I'd get the odd 10, 15 minutes, and I managed to get a few things through, like arm spears before they were the thing that they are recently. A lot of health-related stuff she paid attention for. And, yeah, so slowly, slowly, but then the car rant just kind of blew it all wide open. So I just thought, anyone who can do that is a miracle worker. So, yeah. So
what you're saying is an angry middle-aged man in his car on his own moor somewhere appealed to her.
I think the bit about Tesco helped as well, because that was our local concentration centre, if you know what I mean.
Concentration camp centre,
that's
yeah.
the one. I've got to be careful, because I don't know what we can say on YouTube anymore.
We're not going on YouTube, mate. Censorship. It's on our platform. We have our own private platform.
Oh, well, in that case.
Our own servers. YouTube. Yeah, yeah. YouTube can go and actually, fucking do one.
Fact, when we did the live gig, I might have mentioned this on here before, I can't remember, but when we did the live gig, when Mark did that car run, I said, Dom, have you seen how white his knuckles are holding that microphone?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's talking clenching. In a very calm voice, but his knuckles gave it away to me. Anyway, I mentioned this to him when we went and did the live thing. And he said, "Oh, you, that microphone." He said he basically crushed it, and all paint came off it. He said it all the paint flexed off it.
So he's got a knuckle. So
the observation was correct, wasn't it?
Yeah, knuckle shifted microphone. That's what an angry 2020 does for you, doesn't it?
Talking about amp speakers, just quickly. I know we don't really want to go on about this too much, but I just had a quick every now and again. I don't know if you Google it, Nef, like died suddenly. And I had a look today, I hadn't looked for a while, just the past week, and there's some bizarre, I mean, I would say it's worse than I've actually seen it over the last few years. I look sporadically, occasionally, just look, just to see, you know, just to see what's going on there.
Just to cheer me up.
Just to cheer myself up, yeah. But it's hard, isn't it? Because I showed it to my missus, and, you know, she had to look away kind of thing. But they're just, the reams of them, like going up to like 10 days ago. Mum died on her feet, newborn next to newborn son's cot, when her brain suddenly switched off.
Whoa.
So some of them are just a random. One of them's like two brothers died within 14 months of each other, like 40-odd year old. You know, son of legendary NBA star dies 42 years old. It just Westchester eighth grade student dies in. It just tragedy. Yeah, that's one tragedy. His brothers die in similar circumstances, just 15 months apart. The circumstances where he had were getting pains through his heart. They tried to put it down to drugs. I read that one. Just,
wow.
I don't know. There's just reams of them. It's quite, quite disturbing.
Well, when we first started, I remember Chris saying, "Are we going to wake up in 5 years? There's just going to be birds tweeting out of windows, and that's all we're going to see. We're not going to see people, or as many people."
It's quite. Larry Allen, Dallas Cowboy legend, former Super Bowl champion, dies suddenly at 52. I mean, those Super Bowl champions, they're always kind of out of shape, aren't they? You know.
Oh yeah, I mean it's a regular thing, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, shit happens, but
yeah, it does.
It's not on the same scale, is it?
All in the same week. All this thing, and I mean, you got that Mosley guy, that guy bit off the TV, and he went. It sounds like that's what happened to him. I just read an article today.
Is this the doctor dude? Is it?
Yeah, the doctor dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
He said they found him with his feet on a rock, which is what they tell you to do if you're feeling dizzy. So he obviously had a spell and just went down, didn't he?
But apparently they flew over him 20 times with a rescue helicopter. 20 times. And it was just bad luck that they missed him.
Whoa. Oh, that's very bad luck. It's almost like something else is happening there and they've removed him for something.
You know, who knows?
Who knows? But I know a few years ago he was pushing the old, put young blood into older people for longevity.
Right. Vampirism.
Yeah, vampirism. Yeah. So, and he was a natural vampirism. Elf guy, and he'd had more jabs than you could shake a stick at.
Yeah, I saw that email.
Well, he wasn't natural elf, but he was pushing sort of natural healthy type stuff.
He was excited about the jibby jab, wasn't he?
Yeah. Sure. Oh, he was giddy.
What could possibly go wrong, right?
I don't know. But it is going wrong. Yeah. You did a podcast with Mark a couple of weeks ago, didn't you? Well, it was more of a presentation, wasn't it?
I did, yeah. But before you ask me this, I want to go back to what Chris was saying there, right?
So
I get a lot of people who, the truth is whatever you want to call them, they come to me and say, "Oh, well, there's so much for all these people dying." And I look at them and I think, "Are you crazy?" And they say, "Oh, well, it's not as many as we were told it was going to be." It's like, yeah, but... pre 2020, how many times could you go down a main road and see an ambulance flashing? Right, I mean, you know, it was kind of a rare thing, right? It was so rare that the kids used to stop and watch them, and now it's become so commonplace. I mean, the skidding around all over. I mean, I live next to one of the main roads in Middlesbrough, and it's constant. It's got an ambulance on it every 5 minutes.
Yeah,
you know? And that's got to be a reaction to.
Well, if I drive from here to Halifax, you can guarantee. I meet one going and one coming home at least.
Yeah.
At least. And you didn't see any. And we had officers in Halifax going back 20 years ago. And we're in, you know, for like 10 years. And you didn't see ambulances like you do now.
Well, I'm next to bloody Adam Brooks Hospital.
Yeah.
So
it's crazy.
I never used to see them around here like I do now.
Yeah. Sirens going constantly.
Well, even in my immediate circle, my missus' circle, I've seen. I probably don't want to talk about it, but yeah, enough bloody horror.
Yeah.
Now people are emailing us and saying that, you know, people are dropping even without the jabs. You know, they haven't had the jabs. But I mean, I can't comment on personal, as in, when I'm, I don't know their personal circumstances, i.e., you know, what their lifestyle was like. Because people often come, I'll say to the clinic, I run a healthy lifestyle. When you drill down, it's not actually quite as healthy as they think when they have a quick chat.
Well, but also, I mean,
and I'm not having to go at anybody.
Pardon? I tapped on the stress involved, didn't there? People have been stressed out.
PTSD.
We've had the whole bucket load of shit thrown at us the last 4 years, haven't we?
PTSD and all that.
We've been traumatised, haven't we? If you want to look at the last 4 years, I mean, we have been put through mass global slaughter, whatever you want to call it, worldwide slaughter and trauma. It's just been one thing after another. Just one, you know, it's like somebody getting a shovel, and every time you just get to your feet, somebody comes and clocks you one again. You know, it's just, I can understand that stress is now a big thing, causing heart attacks. I would imagine strokes are on the increase again.
And we've got another thing as well: the hidden hand, if you like, the 5G, the Black Mirror power.
That's exactly what I call them too.
Yeah, and now they're on about 6G. Where 6G, they're in my view, I mean, they're actually wanting that human to human contact. It's not going to be because that's the only way it could work. It can work through a mast, but to have the speed, it's got to be a contactable type technology.
So I actually
to a different place.
We're all nodes. We're all nodes, basically.
Yeah, lymph nodes. What do they take out of you? You know, what I'm trying to say is that all the wording is in technology. Everything they use is the same wording.
So especially with entertainment, things like that, media, entertainment, programming, soap operas. I mean, it's all to do with psychology and brainwashing to a large extent, isn't it?
Yeah. And our the things that give off frequencies, our organs, give off frequencies, right, that can be tuned into. And are you telling me that these people are not going to take advantage of that if they can? Humans, as we stand today, are an outdated model in their eyes. I'm not saying we are. I'm saying in their eyes. We're classed as insects under the shoe.
Do you think there... So there's two ways of looking at it, really, isn't it? With all the geoengineering going on. So there's two forms of engineering going on, the social engineering and geoengineering. Well, to me, that means that they're changing the environment and they're changing the basic buildup of humanity. So, but that makes me think, well, have they done it before then? And how many times have they done it before?
Yeah, but you could put into that as well. So you've got the sort of like, what do you say, geoengineering and engineering, cultural engineering, whatever. You could say there's spiritual engineering as well. Yes. You could say there's electrum engineering. There could be all sorts of different ones, which it's a good point, actually. How many of those actually are there? And there's probably hidden ones that we don't know.
Exactly.
Prometheus engineering or whatever, I don't know. But
you have to patent that quickly. You get in the club real quick.
But they are having a go. Now, have they got the full power to be able to say, we're doing it tomorrow? Obviously not, otherwise they'd do it tomorrow. That's the thing. There is an amount of consent and whether the technology works for them. Otherwise, they wouldn't be trying all these different mechanisms to do it.
Well, also, in fact, we've got the numbers. That's the other side.
That's what they're worried about, isn't it, really?
Do you think we do have the numbers, though?
No, not us.
Oh, no, I mean, human. I mean, not the psycho human beings. I'm not on about, you know, there's a lot in general. But humanity itself has got the numbers, hasn't it? So if they put a footstep wrong, I think it'll take a lot, to be fair.
As we saw in 2020.
to turn everybody over. I've said it here before, Nef, when they first did lockdown, I literally came up to Missius in my optimistic way and went, you won't believe it. Everyone's going to know. Everyone's going to know this one. They can't get away with this. They're going to be marching Chris? In the street. Two a week later, everyone's fucking banging pots and pans. Celebrating his own demise.
Was that not the most bizarre thing you'd actually seen up till that point?
It reminded me of that bit out of Star Wars, right? And I think I sent this to Dom at the time, where Padme says, when you remember in the Senate and they voted in Palpatine, and she goes, we're clapping his own... Democracy undermines.
That's it,
something like that.
This is how democracy dies.
This is how democracy dies. That's right. Yeah. And I think it made me think of that. That's what we were doing. Oh, well, not me personally, but that's what the fuck we're doing.
Mate, it was at that point that I kind of, I went through a very dark period. I didn't think it could get any more bizarre than shutting us all down like they did and people going along with it. But I kind of missed the bus. I didn't realize that they were going to do the whole clapping thing, right? So, just the first night it happened, I heard all these fireworks going off and people out shouting in the streets and banging about. I'm thinking, oh Christ, it's over. And the lass I lived with, she looked at me, she went, yeah, I didn't want to tell you. I said, oh God, what have they done now? I said, so I take it it's not over. She went, no, they're clapping for the NHS. And I just, oh wow. I said, you are joking.
But
And
always, what happens
wow.
historically,
Yeah.
the people that clap as heroes are the ones that they fucking
Thrown under the bus.
throw under the bus. You know, the first reactors at 9/11, all that, they're the ones that get thrown under the bus.
People
Soldiers
who,
in general, you
yeah.
know. And the nurses got thrown straight under the bus, didn't they? Anyway, should we talk about something else? Because
What?
everyone could be a bit covered
You
weary.
must be sick of talking about all that. I
I,
mean, to be
no,
fair, some of it is comical, but.
do you know though, Nev? I think, although I'm sure people get sick of listening to us talk about it, but it's very necessary to keep talking about it because
Yeah,
they've possibly
got to
done
keep it alive in the consciousness.
they've done the biggest thing in history, as far as we know. And it ain't over, you know. Like I said, these horrific died suddenly are not getting any better.
No.
I don't want to be a pessimist about it, but I'm just being realistic.
I wouldn't say you are being pessimistic. I mean, I hate
No.
this whole negativity thing that gets thrown around. It's not a
It's a
negative
fucking
thing to
fact.
observe what's going on, is it?
No.
Like, for instance, I showed my missus this run of. I'm like, look at this. I've not seen it this bad. She looked for a while and then went, I can't look anymore. Which is fair enough, fair enough. But some people have to keep talking about it, I'm afraid,
Yeah.
and observing what's going on because most people aren't observing it anymore.
No. Well, the
Just not
book
the
burning. So we're really the librarians, aren't we? Or the whatever you want to call it, the arbiters or whatever it is.
Doom, arbiters of doom,
Yeah, of doom.
or whatever. But you've got to be, haven't you? You
Yeah.
know, we've got to observe this stuff and record it and keep talking about it.
Well, that's the thing. If look, the more people that keep circulating, I mean, not just disinformation, I mean, any kind of truth
Yeah.
and conspiracy. Look, the more people that keep talking about it and throwing it out, yeah, they're going to censor us. They have been censoring us for the last 6 or 7 years, big time. But it makes it more difficult for them. The more people that constantly do it, if you're the more it gets thrown out and the faster it gets thrown out, the harder they've got to work to shut us up. And the more absurd things are going to get because you know if they're running around frantically trying to shut us up, that's just going to get more people to say, well, why? What's so criminal about what's being said there? Why are they trying to censor that? So, no, you
Well,
know.
it's now in the mainstream, the damages, and still people aren't talking. No one's still talking about it. Well, no
Again,
one will talk to me about it.
yeah, it's a you can lead them up to a concentration camp, but they still won't believe it's a concentration camp. What did Lance say? Lance said they'll
They'll be
just ask
asking for
for
a Wi-Fi code. He said he's worse than
the
that. They'll be asking him what the Wi-Fi code is.
yeah, it's just in
Yeah.
that
Can
building
we bring
there.
our phones in?
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's just in that building over there. but it. When you mentioned about people awake, I don't like that term. I don't think Chris does. I don't think most people do because one, it goes with the woke bollocks,
Yes.
which they
Well,
try confusing
he got
everything.
hijacked, I
Yeah,
think.
yeah.
I think he
Yeah,
got
big
hijacked by
time.
that.
And I think I heard Mike Eden, I Mike, if you're listening, on Mark's show.
I've just been watching that, funnily enough.
Yeah,
Very good. One
I
on
just
tonight,
listened to
yeah.
it. Yeah, it's
I
good.
mean, Mike speaks with a lot of passion and a lot of expertise as well. So it's not. It sounds like I was when you realize you've been scammed. You
Yes.
just,
You've
you know,
got to get
and
it
it,
out, right?
yeah, you've got to get it out, and there's no reason that's what he should be doing. He should be on podcast talking out about this stuff because he knows what he's talking about as well, and he can put it over in a way that we can't put it over because we're not trained that way.
I was going to say he's really well qualified as well, so they can't even dismiss him for that. I mean, he knew what he was doing, and he did it well by the sounds of
Yes,
it.
yeah.
So,
But going back to people who, what would you class people as then awake? Because we are, because we again, we look obviously we are exactly the same as the next person, or we look the same if you like, apart from
not,
Chris's
not,
not
I hope
apart from Chris's
not.
nostrils,
Or a big nose. I've got a big nose there, so
but. We've been to the similar schools, everybody, even if you're from a working class, middle class, upper class, it's irrelevant because people were banging pots and pans in working class areas as much as in middle class areas. So I don't go with this class bollocks anymore, right? If you're going to come round to seeing what's happening, it doesn't matter whether you're worth X or worth Y. It's irrelevant. You realise when you realise But I wonder what the spark is, because obviously everyone realizes at different times, and it's always fascinated me that
it could be a series of life circumstances, you know.
Compelling events.
Just little life circumstances. Like look at me and you, Fire. Right? We lived in a village. We were literally the only dark-skinned people. Only dark-skinned people for a good radius, I'd say, wouldn't you, Fire? Mm. So we grew up not learning to not care if we were the odd ones out or if we were different. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm using that as an example, but maybe that was something to do with our, you know, just a little one of those little nuances. Then another one comes along. Then another one comes along. I remember one of my good mates when I was little, round at his house, as you do after school, and we were having a discussion about the speed of light and the speed of sound, and he said the speed of sound was faster. And I went, no, it's definitely the speed of light. And he went, I'll ask my mum, and he went and asked his mum, and his mum said, no, it is the speed of sound. And I remember thinking, no, it fucking isn't. And you know, and I always remember it. So it must have been like, I was still at junior school. And is that one of them things where you just think, hang on a minute. It's his mum, and you know, I really liked his mum and everything, but she's wrong, and I know she's wrong. Yeah. But because she's a person of authority, I've been told I'm wrong, and that's not right.
That's wrong.
I think that was one of those little things that possibly propelled my aim.
Why didn't you Google it?
You were 80s.
Just before Google, damn, the king of the world.
Not enough bandwidth, blah, blah,
imagine
blah.
You coming out with it, 80s.
Yeah.
Google it.
80s, I vaguely remember them as being a lot better.
vaguely, yeah. Mind you, they weren't. I remember the 80s going back, early 80s, as being very dark, a very similar sort of time to this, late 70s, early 80s.
Well, all the
very
strikes,
similar sort of time to where,
unemployment. Unemployment.
Big change then for when Thatcher were kicking everybody in gut. Although our dad loved Thatcher. Yeah. Our dad loved Thatcher. Yeah, he were a working class.
A lot of people made a lot of money in the 80s, but then there were a lot of unemployed.
Well, he didn't, but he were a working class businessman, if you like, but not a big businessman, just from a working class background. But he loved Thatcher. Yeah. Our granddad were a union leader. So the Christmases were very interesting.
I can imagine.
He was just argue about it, didn't they?
Yeah.
Well, but think about it though. I mean, going back to the 80s, at least you still had a family at Christmas. You know, that's the most the biggest difference I can see now between the 80s and the current year is that family unit. You know, they keep going on about how they're going to destroy the family unit. It's gone. They've pretty much decimated it. Yeah. And I remember back then, even you know, extended families used to have friends coming around that you know your aunties and your uncles who weren't related to you, but you'd always have friends. There'd always be somebody there. You'd have that community spirit, and now it's gone pretty much.
Yeah, well, I'd say it's totally gone.
Yeah,
I mean, even on this cul-de-sac I live on, it's not there really. You know, especially with me, especially aimed at me, burn him out.
It can't be that bad, surely.
No, it's
although
not
although saying that, I went through, the last estate I had to get out of there because it was beginning. It was almost like you don't belong around here.
Yeah, no, it's kind of thing. I mean, I don't give a shit, but it's not like that. But I can't have conversations with these people.
No.
I've just got nothing in common with them. I can say hello to them and be nice. There's probably one of the guys I can have a conversation with.
It was like that before COVID, by the way.
No, it got worse. It got worse after, to be fair.
Yeah.
I did
you're
one.
Right now, you're the bad guy now, mate.
Oh, I did one. No, because some people come up to me and said you were right. I said I don't want to be fucking right. That's the point. You know what I mean? I want to be wrong. It's the one thing I don't want to be right about.
Yeah.
Or things.
Tell me
whatever
about
we're saying. Going back to your cultural change thing, the decimation of family. It has happened, whether it's the woke environment that they're doing now. I mean, I don't. We spoke at that live event about all these celebrities whose children don't know what sex they are anymore. You know,
my mate Rick sent me a photo on Instagram of a sandwich, right? And he said, "What the fuck is going on here?" With all the LGBT colours on it,
Marks and Spencer.
A sandwich. I said, maybe it's identifying as a woman who wants you to rattle it.
I was going to go down the very naughty place. So, you know, maybe just wants you to. No, I'm not going to.
Yeah, yeah.
A sandwich.
Sausage sandwich.
What the hell's going on?
Or is it a sausage?
Yeah, or is it a sausage? Yeah.
It doesn't know now.
No.
A menstruating sausage.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just crackers, isn't it?
This what, a ham pod?
Whole woke thing.
Oh God.
We're going somewhere we shouldn't be going. But anyway, right. I turned YouTube on because they have. It's the only thing I watch a bit of live cricket, but only on YouTube because I don't watch TV. But I had to turn it. I turned it off straight away. There were a guy were at crease batting, and at bottom of the wicket, had fucking LGBT rainbows.
You're joking?
No, right at bottom of wickets. Thinking, why do you need to? I mean, I noticed them. Right, most people would be oblivious to it. But why would you need to have LGBT rainbows at bottom?
What's cricket got to do with someone's sexual preference?
You know, that much 4-inch rainbow flag at bottom.
But what's sexual preference got to do with anything?
I don't understand it.
Don't you know that cricket is a now toxic white man's game? Oh, no, I can't say that because there's a lot of Indians in there, isn't it?
Yeah, and a lot of black people in West Indies and stuff like that play. Weird, isn't it? South Africa as well. And Zimbabwe, funnily enough.
Well, the thing is, so, I mean, anybody who can't see this, is they must literally be walking around in a virtual reality that we're not familiar with. But it's infested and destroyed everything. So I love the whole, get woke, go broke, because it is the one thing that just stands up every time. It works. It works every time. Mm-hmm. All of these, I mean, Hollywood's been destroyed. The gaming industry is currently being destroyed by it. Mm-hmm. Supermarkets, some of them I don't want to go into because they're just pushing political agendas. Sainsbury's being one of them. It's just, I can't stand the place just because of the agendas. You know, it's a fucking supermarket. I shouldn't be going into these places to discuss politics. I should be going to a supermarket to get me food and my drink, and then leaving, and that's the end of it. That's what they're there for, right?
Imagine if you got, like our dad had a market stall, that was his background, a market on Dewsbury Market, yeah?
Yeah.
Imagine taking them guys, right, from that market now, in 60s or 50s or whatever, and plonking them into today.
The thing landed in hellfire. If they turn the TV box on, they'd think they were in hell, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
I think this is hell.
It's certainly some sort of incubating torture chamber.
Yeah. Going back to films you were on about there, Nef, they've totally. I mean, I used to be a big film fan. I used to religiously go to the cinema all the time.
Yeah.
And they've decimated the film industry, haven't they? They've absolutely decimated it. With COVID, with the strikes they've been having, I'm sure it's all orchestrated in some way or another.
It's definitely linked.
Disney gets hold of all the biggest, favorite, oldest franchises and just destroys them from the inside out. I never watched Doctor Who, but the same with that. Now it's a black transgender guy or gay guy. You know, it's just insane, mate, isn't it?
Right, so this is hugely entertaining. So the last time I watched Doctor Who properly was when it was Sylvester McCoy, right? I seem to be the only one that actually liked him as Doctor Who.
I met him. I used to work in a pub in Hampstead, Highgate, and he lived around the corner. And he used to come in with his actor mates. And in his house, he had a TARDIS.
No way.
His son worked in the kitchen, Joey was called. Yeah. And they were all actors, and they used to eat out. They'd be outside drinking. You could hear them from a mile away, like proper hamming it up. You know, he seemed like a nice guy, though. Anyway, sorry, go on. Sylvester McCoy.
Well, I'd like to think he was, because, like I say, that was kind of the Doctor Who of my childhood. But apart from that, I haven't really paid any attention to it. But man, look, if you want to be entertained, get yourself on YouTube and just type in, I think his name's Shudi Gatwa, but it's spelt weird.
What's his name?
It is Shudi Gatwa, but I think you spell it Nakuti.
Shudi Gatwa.
If you look for The Critical Drinker or Heels versus Babyface and Nerd
Rock,
people
Critical
like
Drinker,
that,
yeah. I've watched
they tear it to bits. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
It is just, I mean, it's so absurd now, it's beyond a joke.
But what's absurd is you cannot not notice the agenda behind it. I mean,
blatant, right?
I grew up watching Star Wars. I was always a big science fiction Star Wars fan.
Yeah.
And they've just released a new show, and I can't even be asked to even think about watching it. It's got that
The Acolyte.
Bad. Yeah, how can it get that bad? I mean, they've got, you probably don't know this, Tom, right? They've got some, I saw a thing about it. I mean, no one cares, but they've got some, I think she's a transgender woman, wrote and directed it. So they've made it.
Yeah,
everyone in it's a woman, basically. I mean,
it's not a very attractive woman, but I think it's still a woman that's the director.
But what's horrible is, we need more strong women. When the strongest women characters came out in the 80s, Aliens, yeah. Terminator,
Ripley, yeah.
They don't get any tougher than them, do they?
No.
But they've done something different, and the recent Star Wars stuff is virtually unwatchable. Marvel's going the same way, isn't it? I mean,
well, Princess Leia was the strong one in Star Wars, really, wasn't she? You know what I mean?
Princess Leia, prime.
Yeah, she was still a real woman, though, as far as.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
She,
yeah,
she was my. You don't need to make
it.
Crush.
You don't need to make it a thing, do you? That's the thing. There's no need to make it a thing because we're already there. You don't. There's not.
But which makes you. So, I mean, you asked. Well, you mentioned earlier that they. I mean, look, are they? Are they not fond of money anymore? Do they not want the views? Do they not want people to buy the product?
Part, because... This is the interesting part.
Exactly. It's the first time in history that they've actually turned, they're destroying something. But if I suppose if you own money, it doesn't matter, does it? But if you've got a 50-year plan instead of a one-year plan.
The agenda's more important than the money.
Yes, exactly.
But one test that they've totally trounced the cinema, I suppose with streaming as well, is films that get good reviews and come out, they don't make any money. I get Empire magazine, you know, the film magazine.
Yeah.
And they never fail to praise anything Marvel or Star Wars or Disney, no matter how woke it is and how bad it is. They still give it some praise. It's quite astonishing to see it, actually. But then you just had that Mad Max film come out. It got critically acclaimed. Audiences loved it, and it flopped because no one's going to see it. I don't go to cinema anymore.
No.
Well, I mean, it's another example where they're pushing the agenda through, but apparently it's actually got really good reviews from the people who've actually bothered to go and see it, to the point where I'm actually considering buying it myself when it comes out. And I'm thinking,
which one?
Well,
Mad Max?
Yeah,
no, I want to see that. I like the last one. That's what I'm saying. But it got overall good reviews from audiences and critics, but it still flopped.
Well, it's flopped because, you know, what are they pushing with it? And, you know, stories aside, narrative aside, they're pushing the female character lead. They're pushing disablement. And again, I've got no problem with females or disabled people. I couldn't give a shit. But when they're pushing it in your face constantly...
You can't even say that, though, either, Nathan, because if you say you don't give a shit, that means you don't care. I remember that argument.
That means you're a racist.
Yeah, it means you're a far-right racist.
Toxic white racist.
Why are we talking to him, Chris?
I don't know. just shun me. Just put me to the side.
Yeah, yeah. These monkey hangers. I can't call him a monkey hanger. That's Hartlepool. But anyway, there you go.
Well, no, yeah, believe me, like, I don't live far from Hartlepool. You wouldn't want to go there, trust me. You're not missing much. I had the unfortunate journey through there in a train the other day, and I'm thinking, wow, Teesside. You know that all this stuff about the Russians coming to bomb us, and I'm thinking, if I send Putin an email and just say, Billingham's there, Hartlepool's there, just saying, right? That's it.
Or just send him a
apologies
picture.
To anyone who lives there.
Send him a picture and he might say, it's pointless, it's already been done.
it does look a bit like a dystopian
world. Huddersfield's same.
I know. I've been watching, I was saying in one of our previous ones, I've been watching some, you know, those guys who go around the towns and Huddersfield, where we're from, it's fucking decimated. I didn't, and my mates tell me that, but I didn't realise how bad it was. To the point where I actually saw a video and I watched some of it. And it was a guy in America talking about the gang wars in Huddersfield. You're like, what?
I know, you saw my eyes raise there. I'm like, what? Seriously?
Yeah. Honestly, it was a guy who did gang talking, whatever, in America. And he was talking about Huddersfield and the different gang wars. Because it was something to do with some, I don't know, drill rappers or something. You know, those, whatever those rappers are.
Yeah.
It was them who were killing each other. So it made international news. I'd never even heard of it.
No, I knew. I don't watch news, and I don't.
No, no, it's not even on the news.
That's why it's still sane.
We used to
have a daily newspaper called the Daily Examiner, wasn't it, Chris? Here and Halifax as well, Evening Courier. Every night that came out, 6 days a week, and then 5 days a week. Then there was a Saturday one, Saturday Courier, Saturday Examiner. Mm. We used to get Examiner because we lived in Huddersfield, and. They were all shit stories like Billy the Hedgehog got run over on main road. Or
they got nothing to write.
It was mainly
I didn't get me milk yesterday, you know, that type of shit.
Mainly classified section, wasn't it?
Yeah. But there were interesting local, there was local stories that people knew about. Now, if you get one of the local papers that they're generally 2-inch thick, talking about international news, not news that's around here. And they're only there once. They're a weekly paper as well.
Is it weekly now? Is it
weekly? All weekly papers, but they're all owned. We did a thing on. I did some. They're all owned by these massive publishing companies now. That are so they've again going back to the cultural change. They've consolidated all the newspapers, just like the pubs and whatever else and everything else. TV. And that is all part of the control, because the local newspapers were owned by private companies, little companies,
independent at one point,
independent
right?
of what went on, and they couldn't allow that. Not they couldn't make the change as they're making if they still had autonomous, a bit like the Light paper. They write what they feel they want because it's they're owned independently.
That's a far right paper, isn't it?
Apparently, yeah. Far right, right paper. Yeah.
Far right life.
If you're listening, Daz, you need to change the name.
I wonder if all these far right extremists are aware that they're far right extremists.
Well, I wasn't.
I wasn't aware that I was, personally. No,
a load of middle aged, mixed race, far right extremists. That don't make sense, really, because it used to be in the 80s and 70s, it were. A different set of people. They had docks on and skinheads
and tattoo.
Yeah, and then tattoo it actually, forehead.
Yeah, can you imagine the gangs that are going to be around in 20 years' time? They're going to be,
cross-dressing.
I'm thinking ballet dancers, but males in a tutu kind of just tiptoeing around saying, hey, mate, I'm going to nick your mate in a minute.
I'm going to nip your ass. Yeah. But yeah, anyway, we digress. So yeah,
well, actually, just while we're on about gang warfare and stuff like that. Okay, so it's interesting that you mentioned that in the paper because about 3 months ago, Teesside was in the news. I think it did the rounds on YouTube as well. There was a story going around about the worst place in the UK for gangs, drugs, and stabbings. Oh, we've got such a great reputation up here, and when. When they showed the footage of the worst estate in Teesside, in other words, the worst place in the UK for stabbings and drugs, I used to live across the road from it.
Right.
And I just thought, wow, you can't make it up. So that was the ease in Hemlington, if anyone's interested. My God. Yeah, avoid it.
Yeah, but like I say, a lot of town centres, they're not doing what they used to do, are they? A lot of them boarded up, all shops boarded up and stuff.
Yeah. Well, so this can only be deliberate, right? Because, I mean, if you go to a retail park, or in fact, forget the retail parks, you go to a city like Leeds or Birmingham, right? These big, massive cities, they seem to have been rejuvenated. There's life in there. It feels alive. And then if you take the smaller towns or cities, and they're just, it's like you say, it's like a boarded up wasteland. It's horrible. I hate going into any of these towns around here.
Well, the interesting thing is the 15-minute city that, you know, everyone goes on about. I don't think it is. I think it's people aren't going to want to go into town, so they won't want to go anywhere. You know, they're forcing it upon people, aren't they?
Just like we've been covering that recently. There's been a lot of stories in the online press. I don't read newspapers, but about aeroplanes. Yeah, whether it's that one, that turbulence, or this and something else, and this is trying to put people off now. You know, I think there's riots in Spain that people don't want.
Who's that Asian doctor fan? Not Angry Birds eyebrows, the other one. The one who looks like Wallace and Gromit when he talks. He's got his teeth out.
I can't remember what
we did some on him recently.
I see Malata.
Yeah, that's the guy. He looks like Wallace and Gromit when he talks, doesn't he? He looks his mouth.
Yeah.
He was pushing the arm spear and everything. He's the one that you found. Is he the one that you found out was? No, it was Angry Birds eyebrows, wasn't it?
I see Malata's the guy that has come out, that were pushing, calling everybody out for not having the jabs.
Right.
And his father passed away, and now he's come out. That's who I'm on about there.
No, it's not him. It's the other one you talked about before. Anyway, I can't remember his name.
I think it's called Raj Singham.
He's the Wallace and Gromit one. But you were on about this airplane thing, and I switched, and you mentioned this, but I switched on the box once, and you were on there saying, you know, we all like to go for a drink before we get on an airplane. But apparently, they've now discovered that it causes some kind of breathing problem.
Well, funnily enough.
So basically, you can't drink and get on a plane. You shouldn't drink and get on a plane.
So you can't go into town, your own town. You can't travel on a plane. You can see the patterns starting to build.
Yeah.
And all this turbulence is because of global climate warming, boiling, bollocks change.
Stay at home, you loser, basically.
Yeah, stay at home, you loser. You have to work from home.
Strap yourself into a VR set. And you're away.
Well, that's the big one, isn't it?
Yeah, that is the big one.
I tell you what, one thing I was going to say to you, Nev, because I remember when we spoke with Mark, you mentioned that you're playing Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
I do still dip into video games. I don't obviously get as much time to do it as I used to. But you mentioned the Assassin's Creed Valhalla.
Yes.
Viking one. I've been playing. They take me like a year to get through these days. I just play them.
Oh, mate, you haven't even started on that one. It keeps getting... Right. It's massive. I mean, it is huge. But anyway...
But I saw... I picked up something interesting there, right? So you're playing the game, right? and you're in obviously a make-believe world.
Yeah.
But that's also a part of another make-believe world because you're going back in. So it's a VR headset,
exactly.
A VR inside of VR. And then you take some hallucinogens and you go to Valhalla. So then you're also
three,
in another.
Three worlds within worlds.
Three worlds
Inception.
Within a world.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Inception. Yeah.
It is crazy. I mean, the reason I brought that up with you is because a friend of mine that comes around, I say, look, we're not very far from this whole virtual reality new world order, whatever you want to call it. I said, look, if they can pull it off to that level of detail in a computer game, right? And so they're deliberately designed to pull you in, take all your attention, distract you, and get as much money out of you as possible, right? That's the easiest way of looking at a computer game. But it's to me, it's a forewarning of things to come. They're drawing us in because they want us in another virtual reality world. So then that then leads to the question, is this one? And then if this is one, are we in a bunch of fractals that is just one after the other after the other? I mean, where does it stop?
Well, between, if you take from Valhalla, for instance, say Assassin's Creed or whatever new video game's out at the moment, and you take it from there, and then there's a gap between there and being strapped into a pod in the Matrix. It's not that big a jump, is it?
Well, Facebook or Metaverse or whatever they're called.
Yeah.
They've just come out with a new one now, aren't they? Cyborg, Zucker Cyborg.
Yeah. Zucker Cyborg, I like that. Yeah,
I like video games. And my mate had one of them Oculuses, and I tried it just to have a quick go. And I wouldn't want one. I wouldn't have one, actually. Because it's too much. It's too cerebral. It's too intense. And your kids.
It's confusing, isn't it?
You've seen videos of people running into fridges and stuff with them on.
Hey, what would we do without fail videos?
I saw one where
so YouTube's any good for.
Mm-hmm. Tried to jump through her own TV. you can see once that gap's gone. Which are rapidly closing in on with the meta stuff and that. I don't know. Is it going to plan though? Do you think? Because they don't seem to work quite. People are taking them up quite as readily as they thought they would. I don't know.
I would answer that by saying that it's not going to plan because they're just like steamrollers, aren't they? It doesn't matter what's in front. They're just going to keep doing it and going on and going. Yeah. Even if they knew that they were going to fail at the end, they'd still push it just in case.
Yeah. All they're going to do is slow it. You're going to slow it down.
Yeah.
Slow it down. Put it off for a while.
Yeah, but, which they've done they've done that since the early 90s with virtual reality. Because I remember playing virtual reality in the Trocadero in the 90s, early 90s, and it was shite, but it was still impressive at the time, but it were actually shite.
I suppose, Mark started it this year, and I mean, I'm sure he's been talking about it in his own mind or whatever to other people long before that. And we've always talked about that, Chris, that, the purpose of why you're here is that the only question humans... Forget fucking Brian Cox and all his nonsense and all this other stuff.
Mr. Nauseating.
Yeah, yeah. But Mr. Nauseator, forget him. But the reason, the only real questions, and we were talking with Lee a couple of weeks ago, Master Lee, is why are we here? What's our purpose?
Yeah.
You know, nobody ever comes out and talks about this. All we're told about is this virus is going to kill you. That terrorist is going to kill you. This thing's going to get you. Let's make you more scared than you actually need to be scared. There is a big argument, in my opinion, for an energy snatch in some way, because money's energy, isn't it? You've worked for it. Somebody takes it off you, so you're swapping energy every time, whether it's the government taking it or you're buying something, and so you've got that side of it. I know Max had a bit of grief, and you guys probably got some grief with your presentation you did a couple of weeks ago.
Some comical. I find it humorous. I would have been upset years ago looking at stuff, some of the comments, but most of it was actually really positive.
Most of them were positive. Yeah, but we're not looking at
an energy snap fire. This is how you. I remember seeing it when they were bringing up the discussion about the energy prices going up, which they did a long time before they actually even did, and talking about that. You know, the credit problem and everyone's going to, all this. You were talking about it way before it happened, just to put that, embed that fear in everybody. But I would say that, Dom, they never talk about what's better, do they? For instance, a TV used to cost 500 quid in the 80s. Now it's 300 quid. So the difference in... What I mean is that that's could be a positive, even if it is a 4K Ultra TV.
They're far better.
Yeah. Even though it's a 4K Ultra Stroke MK Ultra TV. But the they don't ever discuss that you used to have to save up to get a sofa or a carpet inlaid in your house. You know, people that were their year spend on it to get a carpet or a new sofa.
Yeah,
we forget about all that, don't we? And we just focus on the why not mention that in the news instead of the fact that you're
because it's just a trauma fishbowl, isn't it?
It's no good unless it's trauma, is it? It's no good. Why is it not on the news every day? How many healthy babies were born? You know, why? No,
you've got a good point. I mean, there's never any positives, is there?
Never, ever.
Even in sport, which is meant to be, you know, it's meant to be the positive thing in everybody's life and entertainment and things like that, it's still negative. Because if somebody wins, more teams lose or more people lose. It's not a positive thing. Someone winning means somebody loses.
50% of followers are angry because they've lost.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, exactly. You've got a 50-50 split, haven't you? One of them is going to go home angry. The other one's going to go home making the other one angry.
And so this society that we're in, I remember reading when I was a kid in the 80s in a newspaper, and it was a psychologist, and it sort of sticks out this because I were into that type of thing. Anyway, I'll tell you why in a sec. But it said that competitions, the thing that harms human population more than anything. And I thought, bollocks, right? And I'm thinking, now I think, why do I remember that? And why were that in The Sun or wherever it was, the newspaper? Yeah.
Saying what? Competition?
An article saying that competition, human competition, causes more wars and trouble. And they were saying that. And I'm thinking, I was really young then, I might have been 15, 16. And I thought, rubbish, I like competition, you know, blah, blah, blah. But it's true.
When it causes dissonance.
Competition.
Also, if you look at the TV box, everything on the TV box is competition. Yeah, even down to fucking bacon.
But the psychos...
the most homely, nicest thing that you can do as a human being for your family, baking a cake, has become a competitive sport.
Yeah.
Even pottery, there's a pottery one now that I've never seen it, where they compete in, you know, as that same dum 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 dum, you've been chosen. You haven't been chosen because you're a fucking loser.
You're fired.
All that shit. And and the person who's the most, you like, take The Apprentice is a good example. I remember seeing that when it first came out, thinking this is getting dark now, isn't it? Because the one who gets all the praise is the one who's the biggest twat to all the other ones. They end up with a job,
with all these competition shows, it's always been nine times out of ten, it's always the asshole that wins it.
That's what I'm saying.
The least talented, more talented at lying or bullshitting.
The natural talent. No empathy for his fellow human being.
Yeah.
So this all brings the entertainment thing together again. Then, so it looks to me as if they're deliberately trying to. I mean, they've been dumbing us down through entertainment for years, but it does look like it's a controlled demolition at the minute, especially with the film.
Dumbing it down, Nev. Can you play a piano with knackers?
Dressed as a woman.
Yeah, with a pair of tits.
Talent's increased.
Now that is talent, isn't it?
That's real talent. Is that? Yeah, yeah.
on like primetime TV. That
Channel
one.
4. It's playing. Channel 4 at like 9 o'clock. Keyboard with his nut.
And he had a pair of tits.
Yeah.
Well, I'd prefer to see the tit version, you know.
Yeah.
No, he had both.
Yeah. Ambidextrous.
Ambidextrous. The problem is you wouldn't be able to tell which is which these days.
I've just invented a word, ambisextrous.
Yeah.
Ambisextrous.
Yeah.
You need to cut you, mate. You need to cut
Ring Collins up.
Ambisextrous.
Yeah. Where we're going with that one? Anyway, we seem to have gone to that sort of angle two or three times now. We are tranny sandwiches.
It's all I ever think about.
So one of us has got a really corrupt mind, and it's all three of us.
But going back to the purpose. Going, again, we're hypothesising here, so don't. The problem is when you mention something, people just automatically think that's your view. When you're having a discussion,
I've noticed this as well.
I was listening to somebody today, and this was on YouTube, and it was. I don't know if anybody's listened to a channel called, is it Valuetainment? It's quite a big channel in America, right? It's a guy who runs it. Yeah, millions of views, right? And it's gone like from, you know, interviewing a few bodybuilder type characters and other gangsters and stuff like that. Now they're interviewing mainstream politicians like that, Cuomo and people like that. And so they've gone from interviewing people who would be questionable now they've gone mainstream.
Right. But they're interviewing Pied Piper, you're back into the circle.
Exactly, yes. Because they're not going to let that valuetainment, who started out with no followers, all of a sudden, Patrick Betts David, I think he's called, PBD or something like that, and it's called Valuetainment. Millions of viewers on YouTube. They went and interviewed the Tate brothers and all this type of stuff. And they had a guy on, a comedian, very clever. He looks a bit like Robin Williams, actually, but he's Egyptian. But he's talking about the Palestinian in Gaza. And one of the guys there, right, bear in mind this is a guest, but my cousin inviting you on, and just me going, like that, having a go at him. So it's basically saying, how can you say this about Palestinians? Muslims are just walking around everywhere, blowing themselves up and blah, blah. And it's what I'm trying to say is he's having a right rant at this guy on his show. And this guy's
so no respect being shown.
But what I'm trying to say is the narrative is that even in mainstream now, something starts off small, say like Sheep Farm, then all of a sudden you get 20 million viewers, and all of a sudden they can't allow that. It can't possibly be allowed that we can talk about these subjects with 20 million viewers. I mean, it's bad enough now when they've got Dom Jolly running around, or Mariana Spring, or Neil Sanders. You know, they're obviously worried about something because. No, we just tripped onto a different subject here. But
if you're a control freak, fan, you want to control everything.
Well, I mean, you just mentioned Dom Jolly there, mate. And clearly, I mean, Finland doesn't exist, right? I mean, where the fuck did he get that from?
I've never even heard it.
You've been into this stuff for years. I've never heard that in my life.
We have.
Me neither, mate.
Yeah. Never heard that at all, ever. No. And that's the one, but that's his go-to one as well. That was the one, the go-to. I mean, I've done
moon landing were funny. But these people are getting dangerous. I heard him say that a couple of times.
Moon landing's funny.
Yeah. Why is it funny if your government has lied to you forever?
Yeah.
That's not funny. A fake moon landing is not funny because they promised you they're gone and they're still selling it to you now. So it's not funny, is it?
Well,
it's just more attempts to mock us to make us look ridiculous. But then again, what does that achieve? What's that actually showing us? It's showing us that we're actually over the bloody target then.
Well, it does, doesn't it? Because the more lies that are put out there, the more for people. I think if you think about what a psycho is or a narcissist, they think you think like them because they've got no empathy. They can't think any other way. They actually think. That you
like the
think
apprentice model,
exactly. They think you think like them, so they're going to treat you that way, And that is exactly how people who think like we are trapped because they don't want you to have any sort of control or leverage.
Sure, it shows you how much,
but the chances of us waking people up is very minuscule. I don't believe that the work that I do wakes people up.
I suspect that it would certainly. No, I think you've been a bit unfair to yourself there, but at the same time, it's
possibly
not going to wake up the whole world, is it?
No, but it possibly greases the tracks.
I think everyone listens to us. I think we're preaching to the converted. I think that's the problem, isn't it? It is, but then we did our live show, people were saying they pass it on. Like, for instance, there was a couple of taxi driver guys, so they play it in the taxi, and another couple of guys on building sites, so they play it in the building sites and stuff like that. So, and it might pique someone's interest, it might not, but
I think when Mark started and Richard D. Hall and people like that, I think there was a drive to wake people up. There's nothing wrong with that, by the way. I think there was a drive, and I think it was sort of disappointing when 2020 hit and nobody had really woken up.
I thought we'd be marching down streets together, everybody
to them guys, and I can understand why Mark has spent 10 years telling people about all this shit and get to 2020 and they're banging pots and fucking pans and rolling over on the back and they've got no backbone. They turn into jellyfish.
I gave up trying to convince anyone of anything.
Yeah.
So can I ask the both of you? So I'm assuming that you're both familiar with Mark Passio. Right. Fantastic. Okay. So Mark Passio is kind of, I there's three people I hold at the top of that pyramid of awakening people. And I've got to be honest, I think Mark is right at the top. In terms of, getting the message across. I mean, he's so damn good at it. And he comes out with a lot of stuff. I mean, his whole natural law thing, right? I mean, it blew my head off the first time I heard it. And he's got to the point now, which And I don't blame him. I get it. In fact, some of it, I think it's quite comical that he's just so pissed off that he's been so ineffective. I don't think he's been
No, he's
ineffective,
not been
but I
ineffective.
do see his point that so few, even if they have woken up because of what he's said, what are they doing with it? So in reflection to what you were saying there, at least you're doing something, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're not going to convert the whole world into removing the blinders or whatever you want to call them, but you're doing your job. It's like an obligation. So don't criticize. Look, at least you're doing it, you know.
I'm not looking at it from a I'm not a critical point from us, because I'm saying we didn't get into it to do that. I quite like the research more than anything, more than the podcasting. If I couldn't do the research, I wouldn't do the podcast. You understand where I'm coming from?
Yeah,
The
absolutely.
research to me is more important than having people listening to you. I'm not interested in how many viewers, but I also understand how Mark Passio is feeling. But if you've gone with that with them in mind, it's a bit like setting a business up. If you want to go from zero to there in 4 years, for argument's sake, and you only reach halfway, in your mind you'll think you've failed, right? But so you've sort of got to change your attitude as a, in terms of how many people you can reach, I think, because you only so many people, I think, within this realm that we're living can actually have that spontaneous
You're wasting your
epiphany.
breath, basically, you say,
Yeah.
on a lot of people. Well,
Yeah.
then you've got to consider the whole NPC idea. I mean, again, that's one of the words that I don't really like because I think
I do.
it's a little bit off
No,
target.
I know what you
I don't
mean,
really
but
like
yeah.
that one either.
I
But I
find it.
mean, to be fair though, I mean, it gets the message across, doesn't it? I mean, it's enough to say, look, are these actually, is there a soul in there, kind of thing, right? Is it
Yeah.
is that, or are they just part of the scenery? Are they part of the system? Are they just is the majority of the population just Agent Smiths to kind of make us think that it's something other than what it is?
Yeah, well, I think
Much.
some of these people, we could have been NPCs 20, 30 years ago. Yeah.
I
So,
think I was for a large,
you,
it's autopilot, right? So you're
yeah.
just kind of gliding along.
But some of us were partially, if you look back now at your life, I look back at mine and I were reading stuff when I were in my late teens, like JFK books and stuff like that. I didn't know what I was reading. I was reading about MK Ultra and COINTELPRO and stuff like that. And that's where, when I said earlier, it got me into, when that psychology story, it sort of triggered or rung true with the JFK stuff. I wasn't interested in John F. Kennedy, no interest. Then I started reading about Martin Luther King, about that cover up and all the other stuff. I wasn't even interested in Martin Luther King, to be honest with you. I was interested in what was going on behind the scenes. So to me, for some reason, there's about an expansion of knowledge within you, me, people listening, Chris, people, you know. So that's more important than actually possibly getting the message out. It's a bit like the research on Dom Jolly. I've done quite a lot more since we did the live event. So we're going
By
to.
the way, just before you continue, that was a fantastic setup that what you did there. It was absolutely brilliant. Anyway, virtue signaling finished. So,
Yeah, it was
no,
good.
but it
I mean,
wasn't.
I always look back and think you can make improvements, but you should do that anyway. But
Wait, we're adding stuff to it, aren't we?
yeah. So what we're going to do is release the show that we recorded up there, but I've added, say, to instead of it being 2 hours, which it was, it's going to be 4 hours. So I've edited the audio and the video into additional stuff. So the Dom Jolly one will be probably an hour and a half presentation now.
And we're recording some more stuff on
Yeah.
it, aren't we?
So I found so much more out after the event. I probably found more out after the event than I did when I did the actual event. But that's what makes it interesting to me now. It's like digging that up there now. That information there, although it's out on in the mainstream, it's not something that anybody's made up. Nobody knows about that. He might not even know about that.
So, I mean, you did raise a few interesting points with him. So, I mean, you mentioned that he had a military background.
Yeah, well, he was a
Well, not him personally. He's linked to the military through his
through several people, but he's
Oh, I can't. No, you're gonna. It's up to
he's
you, Chris. You're
refusing.
gonna have to
Good,
pull up.
he's
No, good for
refusing.
you,
He's
man.
refusing.
Yeah, no, good for
Like
you.
spoken like a true.
Oh, there you go. I didn't have one prepared.
Oceans and skies. oceans and skies.